Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. We're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. It's Tuesday, 7th April, 2020. So, Lee, what are the key drivers impacting the FX market this week?
The US dollar and other safe haven currencies such as the yen and Swiss franc have started this week on a weaker footing, especially against commodity-related currencies such as the Aussie and Kiwi. This turnaround in fortunes has been driven by two key factors. Firstly, there are ongoing reports that the world's largest oil producers are pressing ahead with talks for an unprecedented deal to cut production. Officials from Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the US will reportedly hold talks over the next 2 days. It has already helped to lift the price of Brent back towards $35 per barrel from a low of close to $20 per barrel just over a week ago. Secondly, and more important driver of the tentative improvement in global investor risk sentiment that we've seen has been building evidence that the lockdowns are proving effective at slowing the spread of COVID-19. We have seen new lows for the daily rate of change in terms of new cases, particularly here in Europe. Lows in Italy of just 2.8%, 3.8% in Spain, 3.3% in Germany, 2.6% in Switzerland, and even just 2% in Austria. Even if we look at countries that are lagging, such as in the UK and the US, there's also building evidence that growth there is also slowing, albeit from higher rates. So over the last 5 days, if we look at the average daily growth rate of new cases in the UK, that has slowed to 11.9%, down from 18.5% over a week ago. And similarly for the US, the daily growth rate there of new cases is also slowed to just 12.3%, down from 21.8%. So certainly good news from Europe and the US, but one exception to this improving global trend has been Japan. Over in Japan, we have seen a marked pickup in new cases in recent days. The daily increase in new cases jumped on average by 18.2% over the weekend, and that has lifted the 5-day average to 10.6%. That compares to a low of around 4% from the middle of last month. Those unfavourable developments have prompted Japanese Prime Minister Abe to declare a roughly 1 month state of emergency for 7 prefectures, including Tokyo and Osaka. Those 7 prefectures account for around a half of Japan's GDP. This lockdown, though, is not expected to be as restrictive as those that have been put in place in China and Europe, but nonetheless will further increase downside risks for growth in Japan in the second quarter.
And if the lockdowns are proving effective, how long do you think it will take to return to normality?
With evidence continuing to build that the lockdowns are proving effective at slowing the spread of COVID-19, market participants' focus is already beginning to shift to when and how those lockdowns could be eased going forward. In our latest COVID FX focus report, we looked into the potential timing of the lockdown reversals. The main precedent so far has been China, which is leading the way in the recovery from the COVID-19. In Wuhan, they announced a lockdown on the 23rd of January, and that will formally come to an end tomorrow. It will have been in lockdown for 76 days. Elsewhere in China, the average length of the lockdowns has been shorter, just 56 days. For comparison, here in the Eurozone, the countries which have been in the longest lockdown so far have been Spain and the Netherlands, at just over 40 days. Governments here in Europe now are now also beginning to consider their plans more seriously to potentially gradually ease those lockdowns going forward. We saw Austria became the first country to set out detailed plans. Their ambitious proposals will allow smaller shops to reopen from the 14th of April, and larger ones and shopping malls from the 1st of May, if all goes well. Hotels and restaurants could then start to reopen from mid-May, while schools will remain closed until mid-May. Public events, though, will remain banned until at least the end of June. Those ambitious proposals still highlight, though, that the return to normality will be a very gradual, step-by-step process. However, the main risk of reversing the lockdown measures is that it could lead to a reacceleration of new cases. And, as we've seen in East Asia, that could then lead to the re-imposition of some of those lockdown measures. Nevertheless, other European countries will be closely watching developments in Austria going forward. Overall, the developments are giving investors confidence that the lockdown measures will gradually start to reverse and then allow economic activity to pick up in the second half of this year.
Thanks, Lee, and thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.